If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Beyond the Paper Gown, hosted by Dr. Mitzi Crocover, helps people think critically about women's health issues, encouraging them to question and explore the complexities of healthcare systems, scientific advancements, and societal norms. There's a really cool episode that you should check out called Midday Menopause App, and that's about how AI and sensor technology can provide personalized interventions to manage menopause symptoms effectively. Check out Beyond the Paper Gown on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Tara, and this is Hopeful Hints, a podcast where you'll receive quick, hopeful hints on all things women's health and infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace and empowerment as you walk through the next steps in your healthcare journey. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara. And this week, we are going to begin taking a look further at Kelsey's case that she talked about last week. And she brought forward so many amazing, valid things that we're going to dissect and break down this month, including postpartum after miscarriage, creating a healthcare team, what that looks like, how you can do that, and some unthought of things behind creating that healthcare team. We're going to look at 10 ways you can advocate in your doctor's office and what to do if you do not feel you're being heard. And then the last episode of the month, we're going to talk about asking for help when you're not okay. It's so much amazing content this month. And I just want to thank Kelsey again for being so open about her journey. And I really hope you can learn and grow from Kelsey's experience and take this into your journey, wherever you might be with that, and really just feel inspired and take whatever next steps are necessary for you to feel heard and navigate your care. So let's begin this week's episode, Navigating Postpartum After Miscarriage. And as you heard Kelsey share, she went through postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety following her miscarriages. So we're going to look at, in this episode as well, how men and women differ with grieving and postpartum following a miscarriage and some tips to move forward. So the experience of a miscarriage is deeply emotional. It's challenging and looks different for men and women. And while the physical aspects of that pregnancy loss primarily affect women, we need to recognize that men can go through their own unique set of emotion and challenges too during this time. So we're going to look at different ways on how we can have compassion, understanding, and care when moving through this. And again, just want to acknowledge, yes, you can have postpartum following a miscarriage. You were pregnant. There's hormones that are fluctuating, and you went through a change within your body, mentally, physically, and emotionally. So let's take a look at a woman's experience through miscarriage. And let's begin with physical challenges. So miscarriage involves physical changes. We have a physical process going on, and it involves recovery. And we need to acknowledge that more. One of the things I really want to encourage business owners to consider is bereavement and sick loss for this. And I was really excited that my small facility that I used to work for implemented this in, and we were able to take time off, paid time off when we were going through miscarriages. There was many women within our small facility experiencing this, and we felt ashamed or scared or hesitant to even call in sick when we were going through an actual miscarriage. And so we were able to get that change. There's bleeding, there's cramping, there's hormonal shifts going on. It's not just a runny nose and a sniffly cough. You should not hesitate to call in ill or have some paid leave be given to you during this time. The physical recovery requires rest, self-care, and monitoring by healthcare professionals. This is a major thing for many women to go through. And so we need to acknowledge that and take the time and recovery needed. Let's talk about the emotional roller coaster. So women experience a wide range of emotions after a miscarriage. This includes sadness, guilt, anger, and even relief, as you heard in the previous episode. And for some women, you may not care about any of this. You may not experience any of this. You may be thinking, Tara, really? Like, it was nothing. Every woman experiences something different. Do not judge what anybody is going through. This is only for you to experience. Everyone's hormones fluctuate differently, and it can make some of these things more heightened and worse. It is crucial to acknowledge and process these feelings and seek support from loved ones, from trained healthcare providers, support groups, anybody who can support you during this time of pregnancy loss. The connection to loss. Women often form a unique bond with pregnancy. We have experienced physical changes, a sense of connection with the life growing in us from the moment we see that positive pregnancy test. The loss can feel deeply personal and really just in itself require time and self-compassion to heal. Let's shift over to how men experience this. So when looking at grief and loss, men also can experience grief and loss following a miscarriage. Although their emotional response may differ, they still can experience it. They may feel helpless, sad, frustrated at being unable to protect their partner or unborn child. They're fixers of this. They want to fix things. They are going through emotional aspects as well. When it comes to supporting their partner, men often take on the role of providing emotional support to their partner during this challenging time. It can be very taxing on them to witness their partner's pain and grief while also trying to deal with their own feelings and life going on around them. It is so important. I'm going to say it over and over again, to open communication, patience, and find help when navigating through this. We need to not judge. We need to just allow each person to walk through this in their own unique way while keeping communication and support going at all times. Society places these expectations on men to be stoic and unemotional and not feel and show emotions. And this can make it challenging for men to experience their emotions openly at all, even if it's just to their partner. It's important to challenge these norms and to create a safe space for men as well to share. Find a support group. There's support group for men, believe it or not, too, going through these situations, whether it's infertility or miscarriage. And it's really important to do whatever you need to do to support your marriage or relationship during this time. When it comes to mutual support and understanding, we have to have open communication. Both partners should engage in open and honest communication about their emotions, their fears, their needs, next steps. We have to have a safe space for couples to share without judgment that can strengthen their bond as a partner and really have this mutual understanding. Perhaps they even are going to seek support together. You can go and attend therapy sessions together, group support sessions, or seek guidance from healthcare providers together. Participating in shared activities has been shown to promote healing, and it can create a memorable moment as well for them as a couple and really help strengthen that emotional connection between them. And of course, honoring the loss, finding ways to honor the loss together can provide peace and healing for both partners going through this. Finding rituals, creating keepsakes, and finding other meaningful ways to remember and acknowledge the unborn child can really be a healing process for one or both partners. Marriage is a deeply personal and complex experience that affects men and women differently. Understanding and acknowledging these differences can foster empathy, communication, and mutual support between partners. We have to recognize the physical and emotional challenges faced by women and the unique journey that men may also go through as well. We have to support couples navigating this postpartum period after a miscarriage. Yes, I'll say it again. We have postpartum periods after miscarriage too, and we need to provide compassion and understanding. Together, they can create a healing environment that allows each partner to process their grief, nurture their emotional well-being, and find hope together during this time of loss. If you're someone who's been through a miscarriage, I just want to provide my condolences for you. I'm here if you need somebody to help support you during this time. Find a healthcare provider who can help you, who listens to you and supports your desires. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please head over and hit subscribe or leave a review for Hopeful Hints and Infertility Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week, Tuesday.
If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Beyond the Paper Gown, hosted by Dr. Mitzi Crocover, helps people think critically about women's health issues, encouraging them to question and explore the complexities of healthcare systems, scientific advancements, and societal norms. There's a really cool episode that you should check out called Midday Menopause App, and that's about how AI and sensor technology can provide personalized interventions to manage menopause symptoms effectively. Check out Beyond the Paper Gown on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.